welcome you. Bienvenue.
Hello, world.
Hey.
This is Clean Ears.
Welcome, welcome. I am Simone.
And I am Saritha.
Guys, we are so excited to bring this podcast to you.
This has been something we have been praying on and just wanting to happen for so long that this is the beginning of something that's amazing, and I'm glad that you guys are on the ground, first ones up with us.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Loyal. Hey. I'm sure you're asking yourself, what is Clean Ears?
Well,
we're a podcast. Ta-da!
Surprise. Well, we want to share a couple of the things that we are passionate about. One of those things is bringing to you the dopest Christian music that we can find.
We are well aware that sometimes you do not get that information of new music, or you might be new to Christian hip hop in the first place and just need a place to start. And so we are giving you that information right here at Clean Ears.
Definitely. Also, we're going to be talking about different things that are going on in the Christian community, innovative things that are going on, talking about different people who are launching awesome things like websites and devotionals, and letting you know how you can get plugged into that.
One of the things that we really want to talk about as well are the topics, issues, concerns that are going on in the world today. A lot of times we are hit with so many things from social media, things that are happening on the news, things that may be even happening in your own backyard, and you don't know how to respond. And we just want to be a resource for you.
Absolutely. We want to give you an opportunity to participate in a conversation that helps you to process these things, but from a Christian perspective. The world throws a lot at us all day, every day, like Saritha said, via social media, and sometimes it's hard to know how to respond as a believer. And we want to have a place where we can have the conversations that you may not be able to have around the water cooler at work, because it may not necessarily come sprinkled with the word. So we're here to facilitate that.
Something that you're going to hear a lot that we say is called what's in your headphones.
Yes.
And that's really coming out of Psalms 119:9. And we're going to talk about that more later as well. But the verse is, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. And for us, keeping it pure means keeping your ears pure.
Exactly. Like for me, I was a former party girl, something like that, I would say. And so it's important to just, to me, I found that it's really, really important to keep my music clean, because I definitely saw a direct correlation between the way I acted, ratchet, and the things that I listened to. So in cleaning up my life, I had to clean up my music. Before we get too deep into this, we want you to know who we are. When Saritha and I talked about this beforehand, we decided it was super weird for us to sit here and talk about ourselves.
Team too humble.
Yes. Hashtag that. So what we decided to do was introduce each other. So we will have Saritha go first, because I don't know what to say and I need a minute.
Not a problem. Okay. So I'm going to be introing our wonderful Simone. Simone is one of the greatest singers that I have heard. She will sing you under the table about pancakes. This girl will sing about anything and everything, from parking spaces to just singing along to Adele and making you cry.
Yes.
One thing I love about her is that she is a person who loves to connect with other people. I'm a little bit more of an introvert, so I would rather not connect with anyone. But Simone likes to connect with people. She likes to really make sure that everybody feels included and welcomed and loved. She is a leader in her church. She is a worship leader. She is one of those people who is really focused on speaking with people about where they are, no judgment, no worries about where you are, and then helping them get to where they want to be. And I think that's something that's admirable. And everyone should want to be like her.
Hey,
you want to be on this team.
I'll take it. Oh, and I'm also easy on the eyes for those of you.
Oh, yeah,
who
always.
Just,
you know she's all right. Fine and thanks.
Sorry, y'all. I couldn't resist. My partner in crime here is Saritha.
What?
And Saritha is just awesome. Saritha is that super down friend. She is that person who will totally just read you with the scripture. You will not be backsliding if you know this girl, because she will tell you about your life all with scriptures. But it's awesome because it keeps you on the straight and narrow, and that's what we need. She has such a heart for service. Get it from a mama. And she's just an amazing person to be around. She's such a light. She is Team Turn Up. So if you ever get a chance to meet us at a show, she will be front and center, shaking the hair, going in for Jesus. And that's just who she is. It's something that really just radiates off of her through what she says, through how she lives. And honestly, couldn't have picked a better partner for this. So I'm just thankful that God put us together for this. And
that's awesome. Aww. I'm also 5'5 with brown eyes, smile like the sunshine. I'm just saying.
Oh. I'm kidding, y'all. She's really, really dope. So we just really hope that as this goes on, not only do you get to know us more, but we want to know you guys. So be sure to reach out to us on our social medias. On Instagram, we are Clean Ears.
Clean Ears,
same
yes.
On Facebook. And we got a really, really, well, you know, I might, I'll tell y'all now. I'll let y'all know now. We are going to have a playlist on Spotify. So for those of you who may think that Christians don't have much to offer in the music department, I promise you, we've got a lot more than just hand claps and acoustic guitars. We got raps. We got a lot of stuff to offer y'all. So we'll be making that available to you on Spotify. And our name on Spotify is
Clean_Ears_Podcast. You can follow us. It'll be on the website, www.cleanearshow.com.
Ow.
You can follow us there. We have mini playlists, not to mention our playlist that is going to be featured on the site every month. That'll be updated with all the stuff that's in our headphones.
Absolutely. So let's get into it.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by John Gibbs featuring Belief, Boyz II Men, Jay Gibbons, Cannon featuring Derek Minor, Andy Mineo, Lecrae featuring John Gibbs, Jay Gibbons, and Jackie Hill Perry, and Sweet. Please visit www.cleanearsshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
2016 has already been insane, and it is just February.
Yes.
How did we get here?
Well, so many things happened, and I'm actually going to start with something that we do at the beginning of every year. What our church does is a corporate 21-day fast, and during this fast, one thing that I fasted from was secular music and TV, and in doing that, I had to get real comfortable, real close and cozy with the faith and spirituality section in Netflix. That was all I had. It was the Bible and that section of Netflix. And one really awesome thing that happened was that I came across a series called Death to Selfie by Pastor Stephen Furtick and listened to it reluctantly because I had few options, but I loved it so much that I listened to it twice, and I listened to some of the sermons like three times. It was that good. And after I listened to it, I just got to thinking, like, where is this church? He's kind of mentioned in North Carolina. Let me see what's popping. I looked, and his church is in Charlotte. For those of you who do not know, Charlotte is like three and a half-ish hours away from Atlanta. And so we're going on a road trip.
Road trip!
Hey! Check it out on social media. We will definitely be tweeting, all on the gram, taking pictures.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
I am so excited about that.
Yes.
So in January, though, Lecrae went and totally Yonce'd us with a full album, came out of nowhere, called Church Clothes 3.
Man, listen. You know your squad is real when you are getting texts at like 4 a.m. just saying, Cray pulled a Beyonce, and I'm waking up out my sleep, y'all. Like, I'm about to get these prayers off, get in my word, and listen to this CD.
Seriously, one of the first things I listened to after I did my prayers and my devotional, I went, okay, let me listen to this track with E-40, because you know, Bay Chicks gonna be Bay Chicks. So, it was so good. It was amazing. Church Clothes 3 is one of those albums that is like an instant classic. You are already trying to figure out how to learn all the words. I am highly upset that the Higher Learning Tour is not coming to Atlanta so that I could get my entire existence by hearing it live. I'm upset, Lecrae. Let's do something about that. I'm just saying.
Yes. And then it's like, it's impossible to try to pick a favorite song. Well, maybe not impossible.
Because it happened.
But it was hard to pick a favorite song because I'm like, the whole thing rides. But if you are in a rush, if you don't have a lot of time, let me just point you in a certain direction right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and just take yourself all the way to Misconceptions 3.
All lights flashing towards Misconception 3.
Yes. Treat yourself. First of all, it has everything that I love just all wrapped into one. It is like, I don't even, just a wonderful, beautiful, fresh out the oven casserole of rap goodness. It starts with John Gibbs.
Fictitious bullies got me on a sick one. I'm still from the side, ready to die for the mission. I meditated, then I levitated, elevated, celebrated. You should celebrate it. This is that embedded greatness.
Good, good God.
I'm a madman, mathematics, static, still in the stars. I'm a bad man, basking in the battle.
Y'all, I can't even start to talk about how I feel about John Gibbs. I love him so much. And then life changes when Jeremiah,
woo,
Jay Givens starts rapping. First of all, guys, I'm still committed to learning this verse. And then you have Jackie coming in, representing for the ladies, spitting just ridiculous bars. And then you have Cray showing up at the end like the OG, just endorsing everybody. His verse is too long to learn.
So he's like, I'm going to give you the whole rest of my album right here. I'm like, oh, sir.
Yes. So I just get with certain parts of the verse because my memory is not really set up that way. I'm trying to save that for Bible verses. But start with that song and then you have to listen to the rest. It's so good. It is on repeat still. Every time I go to the gym, it's like, oh, let me get that Cray going. It's great in the car. It's great in the gym. It's great for life. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. Treat your ears. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So what else we got going on?
Well, it's February. That means the Super Bowl.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know what song that was.
It wasn't anything to do with.
It was supposed to be
anything to do with football.
I thought I knew the ESPN song or the whatever, and it's the football song. Cancel.
It's fine. No, it's, you tried. I appreciate it. And we already know that the world has gone insane because Beyonce went and did her thing.
World
and
now stop.
The world has stopped and then started and has a billion think pieces to go along with it. Everybody has an opinion and an issue and a problem, concern, and complaint. But I had a great time. As I do my hair, I say I like my baby hair with baby hair and afros. I'm natural. It makes sense to me.
My baby hair don't do those things.
But yes, the Super Bowl was a great moment. I think enough people have talked about their opinions that we probably don't need to go into every single thing that happened or how we personally feel about one thing or another. I'm just going to say, for everyone who wants to maybe have an opinion, just make sure that you are fully invested in that opinion, that you research everything that happened, that you're not just talking off of somebody else's talk point, but you're talking from your own talk point.
Absolutely. We're about getting your own information. Google is a thing.
It is a good friend. It is a friend in need. And it never tells that you were ignorant about that issue.
Yes.
Again, new year, a lot of people have resolutions, a lot of people have new revelations. Do you have a resolution or revelation, Simone?
I resolve to keep these podcasts coming. How about that?
I'm sure everybody who's listening is very appreciative of that.
You're welcome.
Me too. Clean air is definitely a priority. Another thing that I am definitely looking forward to this year is to do things that scare me. So we're continuing to like let fear get the boot every time that I start getting scared about something, you know, karate chop it in the throat real quick, and then do it anyway. Clean air is just one of those things because I wasn't necessarily excited about hearing my own voice recorded more than once or often, but we are gotten over that. We didn't know how to do many of the things that were involved in making this a thing, logos, websites, being part of a social media team, but hey, we're doing it. So no fear.
Yes.
Faith, no fear.
That's definitely the motto. I like that.
Hashtag that.
Hey.
All right, guys, now we're going to go into our topic of the day. I'd like to say a quick prayer first. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given us to go ahead and minister to your people. We would just love for you to be a part of this conversation as well. Lord, give us the words that you would have us say and let it touch the people that you have called for it to touch. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So today we're talking about really why Clean Ears or why this podcast is important. We're coming from our founding scripture, which is Psalms 119 and 9. It goes, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." As well as Luke 6:45, which says, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what it is in your heart." One of the things that we realized between myself and Simone is that our life, once we became saved, wasn't really lining up to what we listened to. Mm-hmm. We still had the same playlists, same mix CDs, because, you know, it was real back then before Spotify. The same radio stations that we used to listen to, and it just would not help us lead the life that we were trying to lead when it came to our Christian walk.
Yes, it was like, when we were at church, we had church music, and that was awesome. But then I personally was just looking for music for life. What if I'm at the gym? What if I'm riding in the car? Like, worship is dope, but it's just not for me. It's not the kind of music that I normally listen to when I'm working out or when I'm riding in the car. So I was okay for my ears to be saved when I was at church. But then as soon as I was riding in the car, it's a nice day outside, I'm putting on some Bingy. No lie. But then I was feeling super convicted because, you know, it's really hard to listen to the clean version. But when you listen to the dirty version, it's like taking bullets with these curses. Just being honest. And so I would be riding down the street trying to nod my head, trying to rap along, but with a renewed heart and just feeling convicted, just trying to drown Jesus out. And after a while, honestly, it got frustrating. And I figured there had to be a better way to live. There's no way that there's just no Christian music for life and that we're just in the four walls of the church worshiping and that's it.
That's so insane. I had a very similar situation. I was raised in the church. And so I did, with my mom, listen to Christian music, worship music, day in and day out. And it really becomes not something that you're attracted to when you're young, because it's not what the kids are listening to, like across the street, who are not Christian. And so your rebellion was listening to secular music. And so when I rededicated my life and all of a sudden I'm now trying to get back into Christian music, I didn't want to keep listening to secular music as a rebellion, reminding me of the way that I used to be. But I couldn't find Christian music that would give me the same feeling, right, would still like let me have fun sometimes. Like you really, it's hard to turn up to choir songs. Like, you know, they're going in, but the Mississippi Mass Choir can't do.
Where are the trap remixes of the gospel songs? Y'all out here remixing Dora and Little Einstein's, bruh. Get on some Mississippi Mass, throw a trap beat on that. I don't know who makes those, but I hope you're listening.
I'm just saying, we can't still be wading in the water. Like, I need something. And so it was just very much like sitting in the car by yourself, or, you know, in the quiet listening to sermons, which is great, but even then you're like, somebody is just talking at me, I need some music, something to go along with. And so it really became like a search.
Yes. And then it's tough because whenever you say you want to clean up your music and people are like, oh, you like rap music, listen to Lecrae. Okay, that's one person. It's like it's winter season and you are freezing and somebody gives you a coat and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm very, very grateful for this coat. But real talk, that coat can't go with everything. It's not going to match your casual clothes and your dressy attire. It just doesn't translate to everything. So yeah, I appreciated it. I was grateful to have it to listen to when I just needed to hear rap that was clean. But I can't sustain a lifestyle with just the one artist. So I started digging deep. I started looking everywhere. I was on Google, like, top 10 Christian rappers 2014. Like, I was searching for it. And so after a while, I started to find people. Some I liked, some I didn't, which is fair. I'm not going to like everything just because it's covered by God just because it's Christian music. I don't have to like it all, but I at least started to have options, and I started to discover more people and then people that I actually enjoyed listening to so that I didn't have to just play Lecrae stuff to death. So that's when we found Andy Mineo and the rest of 116 and, oh my goodness, Kristen Gray, for those of you who need that first and last name. Because I feel like I know Kristen through these.
We're on first name basis with a lot of artists at when this I heard point. School they of may Roses. Not know, but we all friends.
Yes. When I heard School of Roses, I was like, oh, we best friends. So that's Kristen Gray and Swoop. And just started discovering a lot of people. Jay Givens. I'm going to say Jay Givens because Courtney will side-eye me to death and probably just delete everything I say. If I don't shout him out.
Plus, we have to represent the West Coast.
Yes. Well, no, we're huge Jay Givens fans over here, so just wanted to make sure that was stated. But once I started to find music that it was different, some was weird, some was kind of left the way that I like it, it was just, it gave me options. So then after a while, I found like, man, I hadn't listened to anything secular all day. Then it was, man, I hadn't listened to anything secular all week. And so after a while, that started to replace what I was listening to. And as it replaced what I was listening to, because some music is just clean and some music is where people actually rap from the Bible. They actually have, they incorporate a lot of scripture into what they say. And that really helped me to keep my mind clear and my spirit pure, because I didn't realize it, but what I was taking in before was affecting the way that I thought and affecting the way that I treated certain situations. So if I was listening to music that was about nothing but the club, I would leave work like, dang, I really could go out and such and such and such. And I kind of just want to just look nice, shake a little tail feather. For you youngins, 90s babies, that means dance.
Preach. Teach the children. Teach them.
I was trying to keep it, just trying to keep it holy at least a little bit. But I wanted to go out and dance and stuff. And I was like, dang, why am I feeling like this? I've been good all week. Then after a while, I realized it's what I was listening to. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to club music at work. As soon as I leave work, I'm like, yes, what a party at. Forgetting I'm not even about that life anymore. And it's really, really easy to, honestly, it's easy to forget.
For real.
It's easy to forget. I won't say forget that I'm saved as if I didn't feel convicted about it. But when I'm listening to clean music, I find that I'm not thinking about doing the things that I used to do. When I'm listening to music that talks about the things that I used to do, then that's what's in my mind. Those are the memories I'm thinking about. And I'm not thinking about, oh, sin is bad and I shouldn't do that. And I'm thinking about how much fun I had, honestly. And not even counting the costs. So that's why cleaning it up was important to me.
Definitely. Or even when you're listening to all those good old 90s R&B jams.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're getting your feelings and you realize, oh, I've been single for a minute. Mm. Let me go and find this boo real quick. And not even really submitting yourself to God's timeline on anything. And then you get yourself in some trouble. I mean, finding clean music that even has that R&B feel, like a Spazzy Rocket or even a Kristen Gray, you can have those moments, but it's about married love. It's even about the pursuit. It reminds yourself to live righteously and then you will be treated well. And I really love that, because sometimes you want to chill but don't want to be in a place of where, you know, let this song play at 11 o'clock and it's different.
Oh, no.
You know, all of a sudden those do not answer numbers might get answered.
Yes, like, you know, you're playing with numbers in your phone, looking like, could I, should I, shouldn't I? You're on somebody's Facebook page. You're on their Instagram trying to figure out if that's their baby or if they had a niece.
Out here scrolling in 2008 photos, like, make sure I don't double tap anything on Instagram. It gets real.
And don't let the screen freeze and you accidentally double tap, just trying to move where you need to move. I don't know how quickly people get them alerts, but you got to just clean it up.
Life gets destroyed. You got to take all your social media off. I don't want to do that for you or your life. We're here to help.
And then even honestly, on a serious note, like for anybody who's ever struggled with drinking or smoking, and then you listen to songs that talk about drinking and smoking and they glamorize it. And for me, especially as somebody who used to drink, that was just the appetizer for the night. That was the preview for what was to come, and it would lead to other things. So even if I'm not listening to music that's specifically explicit in nature, from a sexual side, then I'll say it. It's because I decided that I will.
Say it.
And we're honest people over here. Then even just listening to music about drinking and smoking, sometimes it takes me back to a place where I used to do those things. And again, in the music, everything sounds good and great and lovely. Nobody's singing about consequences. Nobody's listening to those songs. So yeah, it helps me to stay guarded, to not listen to music that makes the things that I've already put down seem good.
Mm-hmm. And something about even when you get to a place of where you're starting to find good music, the search to find good music becomes attractive. It becomes so much fun to be like, oh, this artist is brand new. Yes. Like, this is a new track, a new EP. I'm on SoundCloud following people. Just like, yes. I can't wait for them to drop this music. And it's just as exciting, if not more, than when you were in the world waiting for whoever's new CD or new single. And now that we have this music, we really wanted to, with our friends and family, we tell them about it all the time. And now we're telling even more people.
Exactly, because that search was hard. It was exciting, but it was also hard. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of trial and error. And it now that we've been through it, why not share it with you guys? Why have you start from the beginning? Or sometimes I still have friends who are like, Christian music is whack. I don't want to listen to it. And now I can actually say, nah, let me send you some music. And I can send several different kinds. And, you know, we're not about withholding information here. I think it's important that once we know something, to share it. Because it's a part of my testimony. And we, you know, if you don't mind me getting too churchy, if that's all right, with the congregation. You know, we overcome by sharing our testimonies. And that's a part of it for me. And if that can save someone from listening to something that they don't need to, that could cause them to engage in something that they don't need to, then honestly, it's a win for me, which is a win for God.
We all winning.
Yay.
I believe we have spoken well about this topic, and we'd love to close in prayer as well. Also, if you have anything to add, if you want to talk to us, you can actually send us an email through our website, as well as hitting us up on all of our social medias. We'd love to talk to you even more about why clean ears are important, and even some of the things you may have learned as you move from secular music into more Christian music.
I would also love to know if there are any artists that you're listening to. We would love to hear about that. And also, what we're going to do after, by the time you listen to this podcast, it should be up, is put a playlist on Spotify. So look for us on Spotify as well under Clean Ears.
Clean Ears Podcast.
Thank you. Clean Ears Podcast. Thanks, girl. Mm-hmm. On Spotify, where we'll be putting up music so that you guys can go listen to the songs that we love and hopefully discover new artists from there. And
All right.
Pray us out.
All hearts and minds clear. Lord, thank you so much for being with us as we spoke about your music and how you've been influencing people in art and influencing us as we discovered your art. Lord, we pray right now that you continue to inspire those who are making that good music and continue to inspire us, Lord, to live lives that reflect you. We pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. Now we're about to do something fun. We are about to play a little game.
I'm nervous.
Nervous is not even the word. We're about to play a game called Bible Beef. And what it is we're each going to randomly, from a hat, draw a Bible character. And then our wonderful, lovely, talented program manager, Courtney, is going to throw us a scenario, and we are going to have these two Bible characters in character duke it out for 60 seconds, and then Courtney's going to determine a winner. So,
here we go.
All right. So we're mixing up these papers. We have no idea what's on here, and I'm just hoping that I know who I get.
I don't know if I even read enough of the Bible today to be qualified for this.
Do you know how when you think you know the way? This is how you find out. All right. Same time. One, two, three.
All right. I'm good.
Okay. All right. I have Jacob, Jacob from the Old Testament, you know, Isaac's son, Jacob. And Sarita, who you got?
I got David, the OG, double OG, man after God's own heart.
Oh, my God.
David.
Well, you know, I'll be hanging out around the tents and things. You know, that's what I do. I'll be making a bomb stew.
You tricking me?
I got a bomb stew. I'm telling you, step up in my kitchen. You might mess around and sell your birthright. Just saying. So, all right. So, Courtney's got our scenario for us. What you got? Okay, we are jumping in line at a store. Oh my gosh. All right, so we're going to start the clock.
I don't even know how to fight, man. Oh my God.
This is crazy. So we're going to start the clock at 60 seconds.
So what's jumping in line?
Someone cut
the line. Okay, see, is that a southern thing? Because you just say call it cutting.
All right, so before we get started, we got Jacob versus David, and we got, I don't know who's trying to cut in front of who in this line.
Well, you probably trying to cut me because you're
Jacob. Oh, you know what? That's what I was, that sounds like that night again. All right, so let's get it popping, and got the clock going, and start. This just got hard. Oh, all right. I'm going to just go ahead and skip in front of you right quick. And
who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, if I make you a bowl of stew, could I get in front of you in this line? Because, you know, I got, like, mad kids in the car. You know, I've got, like, I don't even know how. I've got at least, like, 10 kids. They're all in the car.
Dude, I've killed a dude for his wife. I will take you out for cutting me in line.
Are you going to take care of all these kids? They need these diapers, man. I got it. It's heavy. It's heavy on me. Y'all know I stay by the tents. I'm not an outdoorsman. I'm not a fighter. Just let me skip, please.
I don't let anyone. I am a king. I am a king. I let no one skip.
Well, I don't know what to say. Oh my God.
And I win.
Damn. Dang it. Oh man. Oh my gosh. First of all, I'd like to announce that I'm stressed out. I'm so glad I just kind of studied Jacob so that I could know that at least he had a gang of kids. And the boy could
cook. Ooh, I'm hot.
Okay,
I'm
hot. So we're going to ask our multi-talented program director, Courtney, to declare a winner, if possible. Oh my gosh, what? So she said that Sarita won. Guys, I already feel like this is somewhat biased. I don't know why, but that's just what I'm saying.
I said man after God's own heart. How you gonna beat that?
Whatever, man. Anyway, so you know what? If you feel differently, and I hope that you feel differently and feel like I should have won, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know, please, so that I can claim my victory in episode 2.
If you are Team Jacob, let her know. If you are Team David, let me know.
No. Ain't nobody team David.
Here comes my favorite part of the podcast when we talk about what's in your headphones.
Yes.
So, I'll go first. This is Sarita, by the way. I know you're still learning us. but I'll go first. The song that's in my headphones right now is an oldie but goodie. It's called Loud Music. It is by Cannon featuring Derek Minor, and the joint goes in. One reason I love this song is because I have just started to actually try to work out lately.
Get it.
Yeah. So, because I've been doing that, I've been trying to find music that gets me hype, but, you know, doesn't take me all astray in my thoughts. And this is one of those songs that just gets you fully hype. I am in my car, wilding out. I'm in the gym, probably acting a fool because this is the type of music where you just gotta get sweaty and get crunk. So that is what I'm listening to right now, all day, every day.
Hey. Well, what is in my headphones right now? Also a not really oldie, but definitely a goodie. I have such a problem. I cannot put this album down. I've been on it since it came out. Andy Mineo Uncomfortable.
If you ready,
still on it. You ain't gotta get ready. Dropped 4 weeks.
Already. Yeah, y'all ready? Look, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I'm ready.
Look, y'all ready, y'all ready, y'all ready.
And I swear, it's like when I hear Desperado or Know That's Right, it's like my workout just gets elevated. Because it's so that's what I listen to. That's what I've been on. I've been on the CD. And as soon as I get in the car, I got to put on Uptown. The whole thing rides. And we're going to have that available for you on Spotify as well. And we'll definitely be tweeting about it so that you know how to find it. But it is awesome. It's what I'm on. I'm probably going to be on it until
the next one.
I don't even know. Maybe even after the next one. Because I love it. I love it so much.
It's so good.
Check it out. Entire Uncomfortable album.
How do I?
And somehow we are at the end.
Aww.
So we don't know how to say goodbye. We literally do not know how to end this thing. We tried to figure it out. We just don't know what to say. So instead of just saying goodbye at the end of every episode, we decided to do something a little bit different.
That's who we are. So we're just going to leave you guys with a song. Enjoy it. Vibe out a little bit. Open, snap your fingers a little bit. It's all right. If you know it, sing along. And we'll see you guys next time. 2 weeks. Until then, feel free to listen to us again. And look for us on social media. Bye.
It's so